Haines' new borough manager hits the ground running, and following the seabird die-off, a citizen science project expands in Alaska. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Bill Seward hasn't officially taken the helm as Haines' new permanent borough manager, but that hasn't stopped him from sitting in on meetings and getting acquainted with his new town. He observed the Haynesboro Assembly meeting on Tuesday and said afterward that the frank discussions were refreshing.
I'd just like to say that Bill Seward scared me. I thought he was going to say after this meeting he changed his mind.
That's Assemblyman Mike Case. At the tail end of a 2.5-hour Assembly meeting this week, the borough's new manager sat in for its entirety and spoke during the public comment period.
It's an absolute honor to have been selected as your borough manager, and I echo your accolades in regards to Mr. Ryan. I look forward to working with you as we do the handoff.
Seward said he signed off on the contract and is scheduled to start at $95,000 a year. One of his first priorities is to finalize the contract with the new police chief, Heath Scott. He said he was planning to take care of that on his first day in office, June 20th. As for the meeting, Seward said the banter between assembly members was enlightening.
I think they were healthy discussions. Yeah, no, I have to say I was very impressed by what I saw tonight.
The Portage Cove Small Boat Harbor expansion project is one of the big issues he said he's looking forward to diving into. A few residents spoke out against the current 95% design at Tuesday's meeting, mostly citing issue with the proposed steel wave barrier. Seward says he still has a lot to learn about the project, but he doesn't want to hold up progress.
I am anxious to learn about the details, even more so because being a former member of the Coast Guard, I understand, you know, a lot of the dynamics that go with trying to maintain a port. I heard a lot of the comments this evening about this, and you know, I definitely want to make sure that we move forward to facilitate, you know, commerce. I think we definitely need to take a good look at the issues that were raised this evening to make sure that, you know, we're on the right path.
Seward said he and his wife have been welcomed with open arms since they arrived a few days ago.
And I'm happy. I officially start the job on Monday, but it is kind of neat to still participate as a new member to the Haines community. You know, I'll tell you, in every business that we've dropped into, every person we've been on the sidewalk, I mean, it's nice to be able to see folks saying hello.
One of interim manager Brad Ryan's final big tasks was approved at the meeting. The $12 million FY17 borough budget passed 5-1. Assemblyman George Campbell said he wasn't going to waste the assembly's time trying to make amendments, but he wanted to voice his disapproval.
The state government is going to be paying less money out. The federal government is paying less money out. Our schools are looking at one more year maybe of having their budgets before their budget surpluses are up. We're in budget deficit spending, treating it business as usual. I think this is the time we should be buckling down.
The assembly also passed the minor offenses ordinance in a 5-1 vote. Again, Campbell was opposed. He said for the assembly to pass the 300 violation list as it is, with many redundant and, quote, silly rules, is taking the easy way out. Assemblymember Diana Lapham responded.
I take exception to the verbiage from Mr. Campbell as far as past assemblies passing silly ordinances. Our ordinances, our code, is based on a cause and effect. There was a cause, and the code is the effect of that.
The next borough assembly meeting is June 28th. Earlier this year, dozens of dead seabirds washed up on beaches in Haines and Skagway. It wasn't an isolated incident. An estimated hundreds of thousands of dead common murres were found on shores across the West Coast. To help keep track of incidents like this, a citizen science program is expanding its footprint in Alaska. The University of Washington Coastal Observation and Seabird Survey Team will be in Haines and Skagway for trainings this weekend. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Last December, Skagway resident Elaine Furbish started noticing common murres on land alive. The seabirds are helpless on shore, so it's unusual for them to be found away from water. Then, in January, dead murres started washing up on Skagway shores.
And over the next few weeks, it got pretty bad. It finally ended toward the end of January, and our total count of dead birds that we recovered was 67.
The same thing happened in Haines and other coastal Alaska locations. Biologists theorized that warming ocean temperatures impacted the birds' food sources, causing them to starve to death. Furbish is in the Skagway Bird Club. She had heard about the University of Washington's coastal observation team before. The MER die-off prompted her to contact the program and ask how Skagway residents could help. Julia Parrish is the director of the coastal observation team.
When the common MERs really started to die off, which started to happen all the way back in May of 2015, we started to talk about expanding our efforts in the Gulf and then down into Southeast.
The program was already collecting data in many parts of coastal Alaska, including Juneau, Homer, and the Pribilof Islands. They rely on locals who walk a certain beach at least once a month and look for beach-cast birds.
Folks who live next to and work within the coastal marine environment know their salty backyard better than any scientist. And so we capitalize on that by working with people who regularly walk a beach and tend to notice change.
The citizen scientists place their observations in a standardized format that Parrish's program trains them to use. Then she and her colleagues collect that information and create a larger picture of what's happening up and down the coast, from Northern California to Alaska.
It allows us to create a larger picture of what's happening in the environment that we could never do without all of those people. And then use that information to at least educate and inform people, if not, in fact, tune and change regulations and policies.
Parrish's program has now expanded beyond surveying for beached birds. They're also combing shores for marine debris. Parrish says some debris can raise alarms because scientists know it's detrimental to wildlife.
An example of that is it floppy or not? Does it have loops in it? Because things that are floppy with loops tend to be very harmful to marine mammals.
Gathering data on marine debris allows the coastal observation team to map the harm to wildlife. Parrish says the debris monitoring program is so new that the Haines and Skagway workshops are the first trainings of their kind. Local residents can sign up for both or either the marine debris program or the beached bird program. The Skagway workshops are this Friday and Saturday at the traditional council office. The Haines trainings are Sunday and Monday at the American Bald Eagle Foundation. Skagway bird enthusiast Furbish notes that people don't need to make a monthly commitment to participate.
It does not have to be one person who goes every month to that beach. It can be a group of people who have been trained that share that beach.
And there's no obligation to become a beachcomber if you attend the training. Furbish hopes putting the Upper Lynn Canal on the coastal monitoring map will help scientists better understand what's happening to wildlife like the common MERS. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For details on the Haines and Skagway trainings, see this report on KHNS.org or call 206-221-6893. Skagway's borough manager is asking the assembly for direction about how to pay for construction of a new water well and tank. The municipality is applying for about $1.5 million in low-interest loans for the well and the water tank projects. Manager Scott Hahn says if the borough were to rely on user fees to make payments on the loans, water rates would need to increase 20%. Hahn says alternatively, the borough could lean on cruise ship passenger head taxes to fund the projects. In a memo to the assembly, he says the reason there's even a need for a new well and tank is because of the increase in demand from cruise ships. Still, Hahn says that relying so heavily on passenger taxes may not be wise. He suggests increasing utility rates by 5 to 10% each year to make Skagway more self-sufficient. The assembly will discuss his recommendations at a meeting this Thursday. The Assembly will also talk about another passenger tax-related matter, whether to commission a new study on how the money is spent in Skagway. The last study was done in 2008 and helps justify Skagway using cruise ship visitor taxes for basic utilities like water expenses. The study would cost up to $7,000. The Assembly meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. Thursday in Assembly Chambers. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.